In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From the imposition of the ashes last Wednesday, our journey in Lent began. In the church, from Ash Wednesday to Holy Saturday, excluding Sunday, are counted the so-called 40 days of Lent, the one that we sang, 40 days and 40 nights. This was actually the 40 days in Lent in the early church was considered as the final part of the journey of becoming a Christian. This culminates actually in baptism at the great vigil of Easter. Because in the early church, there was only one day in the year that they have baptism. It was in the great vigil of Easter. But for us who are already baptized, the 40 days of Lent are a reminder that the Christian life is a continuing journey that also culminates with the renewal of our baptismal vows at the great vigil of Easter. Now, the first Sunday in Lent every year always begins with a reminder that this journey is full of temptations. That is why the gospel reading is always about the story of the temptations of Jesus in the wilderness. This shows us that Jesus, like us, was also tempted. But unlike us, he resisted the temptations. And thus we are provided with valuable lessons on how to deal with the temptations that come our way during our life's journey. In today's gospel, Mark tells us that Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days being tempted by Satan. In the gospel of Luke, we have a more detailed account of these three temptations. The first temptation, according to St. Luke, that Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights, so he was hungry. So the devil exploited his hunger by tempting him, saying, "Command these stones, become loaves of bread." But Jesus answered him, "Scripture says, people do not live on bread alone." In the same way, to counter the first temptation, the church proposes the Lenten discipline of fasting. That is, by depriving ourselves of food and drink, fasting helps us to examine our attitude toward food, toward material things, as symbolized by that bread. When we do that, what stands out is the fact that there are so many people in the world who go with not enough food when so much of our food goes to waste. So let us resolve that our fasting Lent leads us first to avoid wasting food, and second, to give food to those who are hungry or sick. Perhaps to bring some offering to our food pantry so that Bob and Sharon are supported in this great ministry. Now, the second temptation, according to Luke, was that leading him to a height, the devil showed Jesus in a moment of time all the kingdoms of the world and said to him, "I will give you all this power and the glory of these kingdoms, for it has been committed to me, and I give to anyone I choose. Worship me, and then it shall be yours. But Jesus answered the devil, Scripture says, You must worship the Lord your God and serve him alone. In effect, Jesus rejected the temptation to worship power. Instead, he chose the path of complete giving of himself on the cross for our salvation by doing the will of his Father. So to counter the second temptation, the church actually proposes the Lenten discipline of almsgiving. For almsgiving connotes the review of our relationship with others. Almsgiving moves our focus on ourselves to focus on others, from power and control over others to sharing ourselves and what we have in service to others. This Lent, let us resolve to make our almsgiving a heartfelt giving of what we have to others who have less in life. In particular, we may donate extra money that we save from fasting to our sponsored children and family that we have in Africa. The third temptation, according to Luke, the devil took Jesus to the top of the temple and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. Don't worry, the devil says, with their hands the angels will support you. This is, of course, the temptation of seeing everything in terms of I, me, and myself. This is the temptation of seeing everything that is very selfish. But Jesus responded, You shall not put the Lord to the test. Simply put, Jesus was saying, This is not about me. This is about the will of my Father. That is why he says in the Garden of Gethsemane, Not my will, but yours be done. Now for us in the church, we call this Lenten discipline of prayer. Prayer here is not self-centered. It is not about give me prayer, but instead, not my will, but thine be done. It is not my kingdom come prayer, but instead, your kingdom come. It is a prayer that Jesus taught us about our Father, away from our self-centeredness to becoming God-centered. Prayer is a way of detaching from self and attaching to God, always centered on God. So let us focus on others and pray for our world, our country, our church. Pray for our loved ones, our friends and neighbors, especially those who suffer and are in need. We are asked to pray more during this season of Lent. So, in summary, remember the three temptations and the three humble but effective answers of Jesus. Three valuable lessons for us to remember and to keep before us. Because, as the Gospel reading tells us, we will always be tempted. According to St. Luke, when the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. Let us practice the three Lenten disciplines of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving to help us guard against this. Amen.